In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the hosts present another This, That, or Other. We are joined again by Gabriel Mr. Majors and Matt Fuzzbutt as we go to work. Clock in and check out our picks for blue collar, retail, and white collar labor. COL 279 starts now. September 28th, 2014. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
That would make me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 279. And with a repeat performance, we have special guest Gabe. Dun, dun, dun.
Hi, sorry. Nice to meet you.
And of course, his lovely boyfriend Matt.
Hi, guys.
So this week, we're actually just going to get right down to it because we've got a lot to share with you.
Oh, do
not
we?
To share it with you. So,
we are sharing giving bears.
Oh, yes. Because it is another one of these. Now, just to clarify for you, this is another This, That, or the Other working hard, either office, white collar, retail, labor, or blue collar. So we got three different categories of basically office or working type situations, and we are going to present you with Tumblr picks. Where can you find these picks? Well, this is simple. Instead of going to Tumblr, we're going to give you links to Tumblr on the website Cubs Out Loud. So go to CubsOutLoud.com, find the post for episode number 279, and you will see all the links. Just go down, click on the title, and you will go directly to it. There you can reblog to your heart's content. So moving on, we are going to start off with white collar, in other words, office jobs. And, of course, I had to go to a place was just immediately in my mind when it covers to somebody like in a suit or something. Mm-hmm. It's the Fox lawyer. So we've got some pictures of one of our favorite people, Chess, in his suit, and it looks like at his work he's smiling, being a little silly, and of course he ends it up with a shot where he's unzipped his fly of his pants, and he is reflecting his fun underwear.
Liking right now.
Why? Because we love Chess.
We do.
Yep.
So that is mine. Matt, what do you got?
I also have a picture of Daddy. Surprise, surprise. Mm. Mm. However, I went more with the location and theme than I did his attire. He is in his office. He is looking under his desk. The camera is obviously under the desk, and you just see the view out from under the desk of his crotch and him kind of smirking and... I get pictures like this fairly often because he knows what that does to me. I might have a very, very, very active fantasy about this situation. I love it.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah.
Damn.
So who's next to post a pic of Chess? I presume we all were going to for white collar, so.
No.
Well, let's move to Damon and see what he's got.
It's white collar-ish. He's wearing a white collar. He's got a suit.
Did you get Jack a priest?
Well, he's got half of a suit.
Yes, it is. This was one of the few ones I could find. I will admit I was having difficulties finding pictures for this in my Tumblr, but I was able to find a few. This was one of two that I chose. But it's white collar. He's in a suit and tie and shirt. He just has no pants on.
And his shirt is mostly unbuttoned.
Yeah, well, that's okay, because you get to see the lovely tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So he's home from work. Yeah.
He just got home
from
work. But it's his work attire.
I will admit this. I know this is obviously a posed picture, and because the suit is too big, the jacket is too big. As you can see, it is covering his hands.
So
the suit is too big, but that's okay because you're hot and no one's going to be looking at that.
He's not wearing it for long.
Yeah. Exactly. So there you go.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sexy, sexy, sexy. Okay.
Gary?
Mine is titled Daddy Needs Servicing. And while this is a home bathroom shot...
I know this. Well, I don't know him, but I've seen this guy before.
Yeah. Mm. He's in a lovely two-piece suit and a shirt and tie with his junk pulled out. He is afflicted with the terrible condition of perfect beard syndrome. super close crop shaved hair, like pretty much almost shaved bald, but has this big, thick, beautiful, dark beard. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. So I am the opposite of Damon. This category for me was the easiest to find pictures because I have a thing for guys in suits.
I had a feeling this one would be easy for you.
Yeah, retail, the middle category, was the hardest.
Yes.
Everything seemed to swing one direction or the other, either white collar or blue collar, which I think leads to bare fantasies, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It was the in-between that I had to go back like 2 years on my Tumblr archive to find something.
But Mr. Perfect Beard, I have seen on XTube before.
Really? Are we thinking of the same video?
We might be. Maybe.
Is it who I think it? Mm.
Is he on the receiving end?
In one of them.
Okay, because there's an infamous video of one of the hottest, like, power fuck scenes. And if it's this guy, he's on the receiving end of it.
Oh, I don't know if that's it or not. Anyway, but okay. This guy is hot. love the eyes. I like that the eyes match the suit, I think. Or the suit brings out the eyes. Either way, it doesn't fucking matter. The suit's not going to be on long anyway. That is all the suit is for.
I'm going to put somebody in chat to do, because I think he might be one of these couple. But maybe that's just me.
Yes, you are correct.
Floor. Okay. Just thought I'd see if I...
Yeah. You are correct.
Okay, we know who they are. Okay. Yeah. Moving on.
Anyway.
Gabe!
I went with a classic guy that has always been a fantasy for me. I had the same problem that Damon is. I didn't have a lot of guys in suits in my Tumblr, although I find them attractive. So I did what Damon did, and I went to Gian Orso's site and found lots of them, but Damon had already posted that. So I did a quick search for bears in suits and found a bunch of Tumblr pages, and then I found this amazing, handsome Sean Connery. Oh. And although he's probably not a white collar person, he plays one in the movies.
I'm not a white collar person, but I play one on TV.
He was James Bond, for Christ's sakes.
He was a bunch of other things.
Yes, true.
But yes.
But come on.
Sean Connery. Come on.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Man. Just talk to me. That's all you need to do. Fuck.
You just want to hear his accent.
Yes. Anyway.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I can't hear it without thinking of the episode of the Saturday Night Live with the Celebrity Jeopardy.
The rapist. Oh, the rapist.
Anal bum cover.
Wow.
Okay. Now moving down.
I'm going to continue to peruse Gian Orso's Tumblr, which I suggest everybody take some time for.
Yeah.
Moving on into our next category, retail, which is kind of that kind of middle, that between the sooty white collar and the blue collar class. So I found this one. I forgot this guy's name.
Kevin.
Thank you. And he's just sitting at a desk in just a plain ordinary rolling chair, and he's waiting for a backup to finish or something like that. But it looked like something that I would see somebody doing while I was working at Shopko. So just kind of the attitude or the space. And he's got a polo shirt on. He's cute.
I just think it's funny how small the bear community is that immediately people are calling out someone's name. They know who they are.
I hope to meet him at Midwest Bear Fest. At least to say hello, because I have...
Damon, microphone.
It's right here.
Sing out, Louise.
Is this... Anyway, I hope to get to meet him someday at Midwest Bear Fest, because I have been a fan of his and friend of his on like Google and other sites for a while, and it would be nice to put a physical body to the images that I've seen.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. He's adorable.
Yes.
And he looks really cute in his Santa hat and black boots. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
For some reason, I think I need to locate that picture because, my little Santa semi-fetish. I'm not going to say fetish because I don't need it to get off. It just really is helpful. In any case,
Matt.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Wow.
So I found a picture of a super adorable cub working at Starbucks. He's super freaking cute. Like,
yes.
He's just got this big old smile, amazing cheekbones, beautiful beard. I really just kind of want to hug him.
I want to hug him
and kiss him.
I feel like we would be best friends. Like, I feel like we would just sit and talk and laugh and smile together and then go back to my place and have hot, sweaty, nasty sex.
Yes.
Oh, he's got earrings. I mean, he does. He's got it going.
Yeah.
This barista can put crema on my latte.
Wow.
So you want a espresso cum latte?
Yes, yeah. Sure, whatever. Do I get extra points or recognition for that or something on their program?
You get an extra song to download, but you have to be present in the store.
That's fine. There's a bathroom there.
Ooh. And the source is Ohio Bear Cubs, so
What? Wait, what?
It's very far away from me.
I missed that part.
He's not that close.
Let's go back.
Well, I'm sure that's one of the, you know.
Oh, it's probably. Oh no, it's not them. If they're the ones in the picture, it's not him.
Yeah, it's a stolen picture. Damn it.
Got it. Fuck. Who cares?
He's cute.
I need to find out where he's from.
This very podcast. If you're listening to the podcast and you notice yourself in a picture, please let us know.
Please email us. cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Or podcast@cubsoutloud.com. I would prefer you send it to podcast@cubsoutloud.com so that we get email on there that's not spam.
Ha!
Just saying.
So, I guess it's my turn. And I just call this one good lighting. And the reason I picked it, one, the guy's adorable and cute little reddish redhead kind of a red beard, definitely. But it mentions that he was at work. So he you know, he's got the polo shirt going and everything. So I'm assuming he's kind of like retail IT kind of person. And it kind of, the note says, so today at work, I discovered the huge O-ring light at work that they use to take fancy pics. My coworker wanted to show me how it looks with the backlighting. And of course, I overdid it. If you think I took too many selfies already, just wait. Laugh out loud. So, yeah. But it does work. And he's...
Mm-hmm. He's got gorgeous cute eyes.
Yes.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. Blue eyes.
Got a great hairline. Nice beard.
Mm-hmm. And a cute little smile kind of as it evolves. You've got this...
You know, I like the reddish notes in his beard.
You can see little tufts of chest hair right at the base of the shirt.
Yes.
definitely kissable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm, very kissable and shirt poppable and I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, we are pervs. Did I mention this earlier?
I don't think.
Not this episode. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe not. Gary.
Okay, so yeah, mine is called Tuesday Morning. And this is a gentleman on X2 goes by X Steven G, I think. And he works in retail, and for a good month or so practically took a cock shot every single day at work in the bathroom. So that's why I picked it. I had to go back and search for it because I knew I had it, because he's a hot cub and he works in retail, and he had this habit for a while of going in on his lunch break and tugging one out in the bathroom at work. And all I kept thinking was, where do you work?
Wait, doesn't everybody do that at lunch at work on lunch?
Not every day.
No?
His Tumblr blog is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? The blog's gone.
Oh, no.
But fortunately, we have his cockshot reblogged on your Tumblr for posterity.
There.
And reblogged.
Oh, wait a minute. Cub Woof SXX posted this.
Huh. That's true, because it is not from his original. But anyways, that being said, so that was my pick.
Let's see if X-Steven G has his X2 video.
And he has a wedding ring. Woohoo!
Gotta love this. Gotta love the bi guys who are married.
Mm.
Or he might be gay, or he might be straight and just love showing.
Or he could just be wearing a ring.
Or yeah, that's true too. Anywho, moving right along.
Gabe.
What was that?
Hold on. I saw the word barber. Now I'm intrigued. I haven't even looked at the picture yet. Oh. Okay, go ahead.
I had something on here which I put down in honorable mentions, because this, I like the guy in the apron because he's got just a cute little butt and enough belly and everything to hold the apron out. He's obviously comfortable where he's at work, and the guy getting his hair done is there with his cup of coffee, and who knows what he's wearing underneath the cape. And everybody's got beards, and I'll have to admit, the guy on the left, who's obviously works there as well, looks just doable, just very hot. And so
I will,
wouldn't you like, you know, the fantasy about closing the blinds and the three of them there at the end of the day with nobody else, and the chair gets pumped up higher and higher, and the seat gets pushed back, and you see where I'm going?
I see exactly where you're going with that. And
legs
I
could get see pushed that up.
I could see, oh, this could be, oh. Huh.
So is it, I think that counts as, quote, retail, because.
I'm good with that.
Yes. I'm now see, now you got me thinking. Damn it, Gabriel.
Which head?
Both. Because there's this whole, there's a whole lot of things that could be going on in this particular scene. And
It could even be the set of a movie or a TV show or something.
Okay, so basically we've now decided that we're going to contact Tony and tell him we have a new idea for another porn.
Yes.
Yep.
He just needs to go rent a barbershop location.
I bet they do it cheap.
I bet they would too. And just, yeah.
Comes out loud. The new generation. Here's a, maybe we need to actually hire him to be our porn director and have the Cubs Out Loud porns.
Oh, ho, ho. Oh, no. So many thoughts, so many ideas. Okay.
Not saying that we would necessarily be in them, although in if we get the right actors.
All right. Well, that said, back to the picture. All I'm going to say is that the guy that's cutting the hair, I don't know if I could have him cut my hair because I would probably never sit still. I would be incredibly distracted.
Yeah, you'd be trying to turn around and look at him.
Dick-stracted.
Absolutely dick-stracted on that one.
He's just, he is very, yeah, he is very cubby yummy.
Mm. Yeah. You know, this is that's the kind of guy who I'd love to have as a boyfriend because, you know, one, he probably could get my mohawk right. Never seen you get that.
Wow.
Perfect. I mean, I got a colic, which can.
That's number one on the list? Wow.
No, that's number. That's. There's plenty of other number ones. But, but these are some of the points in relation to this picture that would be advantages in addition to the normal thing, besides he's got a hot beard and is pretty. And I just want to see him with his clothes off. And in my bed with his legs up. But that's another matter altogether. But I'm saying other advantages is that he could cut my hair for me. I wouldn't have to pay for it because I still don't pay for it anyways. And I could get a good mohawk instead of just having to try to futz around myself.
Mm-hmm. And when you went to go pick him up from work, you could arrive a half hour early and watch him put his hands all over another guy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I can share.
he is not greedy. Anyway.
And it might be a very cute guy as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And who knows? Maybe he's also a barber, which does women's hair too. So. Mm. Might just be a woman, and all he's really doing is just cutting in the hair. Maybe I've got a new fetish, barbers.
Maybe.
Moving on.
Yes, moving on.
Category number three: blue collar / labor. I find a blue collar bear, which I've seen him in plenty of things. Looks like he's in some sort of jumpsuit. Fortunately, the left side of the jumpsuit is hanging off his bottom.
Oh, such a shame. Damn.
That's just awful.
Yeah.
And he's got some dog tags. It looks like he's like a plumber or something.
Oh, no.
He'll fix your pipes, I'm sure.
Yeah. Excuse me. Can I help you with your tap?
Hot.
Hot.
Don't worry. I can help you plunge your hole.
Snake your train. Anyway.
All right.
It's furry, bearded.
Yes.
Gorgeous. Enough said.
I don't know why, but I look at him and I feel like he would have like, oh wait, oh, is that Australian? Is that the flag?
Yes, it is Australia.
Oh, yeah. My. Well, there goes. Okay. I was thinking maybe I had this feeling he might have a bit of an accent. I was thinking more country, but. Yeah, Australian accent would be even better. Okay. The mind wobbles.
Yeah, we will wobble. We all fall down into his cock. Anyways.
So.
Or he falls down into my cock.
Speaking of cocks, my picture. I found a picture of a guy, looks like probably a mover, in coveralls and a t-shirt, laying back on a chair or on a dolly, kind of propped against the boxes with his cock sticking out of the dolly and his hand around his cock. He's got nice goatee, looks like he's relaxed and into it, and nice dick, and yeah, I'm a fan.
I'm pretty sure this is from a video.
I don't care.
Because I think it... Dave, I don't care. Yeah, it's I think it's from a video. I think I've seen the video because I did think it was kind of hot. But that's... I've always had a thing for guys that, like... I'll be honest. I don't know what you want to call it. Damn it. We've had this discussion before. What is it when you like something but it doesn't require you to get off?
I call that, instead of a fetish, correct, that would be a kink.
There we go. Really?
That's what I use.
Interesting. So I have a thing about guys that get off at work.
Yeah. I like this. I like this picture. I like, he looks like he's in the middle. Like he's, if not close to coming, he's almost there.
Like, right.
Like we maybe just missed, like he's about to kind of thing.
It could be like he's edging or just taking his time, just leaning back, relaxing, stroking his.
Or cock. Dreaming.
He's ready to come. It doesn't look that way. I think there would be more of a grimace on there, like.
If I recall correctly from the video, he gets caught. That's the whole premise. Is he takes a air quotes break. And is tugging one out, and then his boss or somebody happens upon him sitting there stroking, you know, and it's this whole awkward, like, the fuck are you doing, dude? And it's like, oh my god, you know, and it gets really awkward, and then, you know,
and then
they both end up naked, and
yeah, correct, and then it turns into bow, chicka, bow, cow. So yes, and then, you know, it goes from there, and then, you know, they accidentally ruin some boxes or anyways.
We accidentally ruined some boxes.
Well, you know, they might get some DNA on something.
Sweet.
Trace evidence or something.
So, Damon.
Okay. So, this one was one of the easier ones for me to find, but this particular picture took me a while to find. But it's the foreman on a construction site. Yeah.
Ooh. With a PA.
With a PA.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Gorgeous. And it is a good picture, not only because the guy is like ridiculously handsome and the dick beautiful, but I'm sure it's posed, but I don't care. It looks really realistic. It looks yeah.
It is on location.
Yeah.
So there, it lends a lot of credibility to the potential impromptu-ness of the image.
Yeah.
Although I do think it was definitely set up.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care either.
You know, the guy in the hard hat with the hard, well, not hard cock actually.
It is filled out.
It's filled, yes. And if it's not, bravo. But yeah, it. I love the picture. I love it. It does things to me. It gives me needs. Yeah.
Okay.
Interestingly, my pick is the same guy, but in a different picture.
What?
Wait till you open it, David.
Oh. Are you sure? Oh, well, sit. Oh, it is.
And
it's
like
a different shirt.
It is. I like my pick better because nothing against yours, but I thought – I found this one I don't know how long ago, but I thought it was incredibly hot because he's apparently in a porta-pot from the looks of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it was one of – to me, this lended a realism of, you know – I'm taking a piss break or lunch break or something and was like, oh, let me take a selfie. Damn. With my junk hanging out while I'm at work. Yes. So
very lickable balls. I will.
Yeah. This is why I never wanted to work in construction, because I imagined I would never get anything done.
Or you would screw everything up.
Or I would get screwed. Anyways.
Something.
Yeah. I don't know. That's why I don't go around construction sites, for fear of, like, you know, getting my ass beat, because all I'm going to do is just stand and drool, and, you know.
Yeah. There's something about the construction guys that does something for me.
Oh, like, yep.
I send the coveralls and anyway. Yeah.
So Foreman and his rest break.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Norm.
Really?
Says so on his walkie-talkie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that's not normal or something?
So, yeah. Interestingly enough, if you really like this picture, you should check out my picture. Which, without consulting each other, Gary and I picked the same picture.
Nice.
Except yours has a watermark on it.
It does. It does. And I'm sure that this Norm did not put the watermark on there. I'm fairly certain.
That's true. And I also think that the one that Gabe has linked has been Photoshop modified.
Which, of course, I couldn't have known because I didn't link to the – I didn't see the original photo.
Ah, so they are two separate photos.
Yes.
One is a little –
Good God, look at the size of that.
Right, right. That's why I say it was Photoshopped. I'm like, somebody had fun playing with their photo editor.
While we were doing that, I did finally receive my copy this morning of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. So, just got delivered while we were recording. Mm-hmm. I know. Totally Ryan up. And let's get back to the porn. Moving on into the honorable mentions. Sometimes there's some other professions, some that doesn't really match the categories we had, such as mine, which is football bear.
Ooh, I think I've seen this guy. Ooh. Oh, I have. I reblogged it for myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
I will have to say that I really do love tight ends.
We are not surprised.
He is. I want to know his name. Oh, good God.
I want him out of his uniform, but that's just me.
He can be out of the uniform except for the jock.
Oh, so you just take the pants off, leave the shoulder pads and the top on. I'm good.
Yes.
Yeah, keep his helmet on for protection.
When he's got that hole, the first picture has his head down and is like he's looking at someone in the eye and he's like flirting with them.
Yeah.
And then what is it? The fourth picture is the whatever.
he was just rebuffed by some chick or something.
Mm-hmm.
Who in their right mind would rebuff him?
No one.
Oh, shit.
No again.
I love the picture with the water dripping off of him, his face. Or maybe it's sweat. I don't care.
I don't care. There's no problem with sweat. I'm going to make him more sweaty anyways. But that's beside the point. Moving on.
Ha-ha. Christmas.
So my honorable mention... is the same model in several pictures. And the first one is him in a suit, very well-fitting, very, very business daddy mustache.
Isn't that Wade Neff?
Salt and pepper. Yes, it is Wade Neff.
Ah, on the cover of the first Blue Boy magazine I ever had.
Very just... no nonsense looking. The next one is him in suspenders and a hard hat, and then, you know, you get him in a couple of different cowboy hats and posed in different ways, and just all around
sexy daddy.
Very sexy daddy. And the picture
that's a cock.
Just standing there, arms crossed, with his dick hard and jutting out. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's hot as shit.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you notice his mustache and beard go from dark to white. And
that's just, okay with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially like the tattoo, like the fireman tattoo on his left pec with the
cowboy. Yeah.
He has aged so well.
Oh. Yes.
And he's covered in water.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, there's a younger picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's my honorable mention.
Good job.
I'm so getting laid later.
Well, yeah. We all know what's going to happen after the show's over.
Mm.
So I have a couple of honorable mentions. My white collar one is literally wearing a white collar. I'm not sure of the environment because the background is pretty crazy. It looks a little psychedelic, funhouse mural something.
Oh, could be edited. It looks like it's been anyway.
Blurred.
Yeah, blurred.
Yeah, potentially. But he's nice. Notably wearing a short sleeve. Just pay attention
to the background.
I know. Anyways, he's wearing a short sleeve white button down dress shirt with a tie and nice dress pants, and he is demanding attention.
This could be a similar under the desk shot.
Yeah.
It could be, and it's funny because there's a part of me that's like, how hot would this is going to sound really wrong. How hot would it be if it was a black tie, like a skinny black tie?
Because
then I would be like, oh, yeah, that's reminiscent of people that come to your door unexpectedly to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yes.
My name is...
All right, so that would be my white collar. I have a bunch of them, actually. Yeah. So I'll try to go through these. I also have one that I did called Daddy Farmer.
Mm-hmm. I like this one.
I do, too.
Yeah, it's great for the environment because it's obviously agricultural. He's standing there in jeans with a button-down gray shirt and suspenders. There's like a tractor, I think, in the background. And he's wearing boots. And he's got his junk sticking out. And there's a part of me that's like, yeah, I would totally love to accidentally walk upon this.
Nice. It's Farmer Brown, and he's taking a piss break.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's got suspenders, so you drop off the suspenders and his pants drop. And
yes.
We love suspenders.
The advantages of suspenders.
And it looks like he's a smoker, too. I see cigarette pack.
Oh, yeah.
But he's got that full head of hair and the beard that's like short and kind of curly.
Uh-huh.
Almost be an Amish kind of fantasy.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on.
Did we skip one?
No,
I'll get them all. Then there's dishwasher. And this happened during the show. I accidentally came across this, so it became a fast honorable mention. There's a young cub in a kitchen restaurant's kitchen in the dishwasher area with an apron, and he's decided to shift the apron aside so you can see that he's sporting an erection back in the kitchen. Nice.
He's not shy.
If he was my employee, he'd get, you know, extra special benefits attention on the job.
So I would like my job a lot more if my restaurant were like this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rinse and sanitize.
Yeah, there is a part of me in the back of my head of like, this is so not cool for, like, you know, food safety, but at the same time, who gives a shit?
We'll clean it off. It's okay.
I mean, he's washing the dishes, so he, you know, does the laundry and then washes the dishes.
Sweet.
Yeah. And then my last honorable mention was I just called it blue collar because I'm not quite sure what the job is, but he definitely is wearing a destruction, possibly EMS outfit of some sort with a heavily insulated jacket that has a lot of reflective materials on it, and pants and that. But notably, his pants are dropped and he's, you know, fully drawing attention. It's hot. Sure. It's hot, 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 hot.
Okay.
Ooh. He's got a little bit of belly.
Yeah.
And he...
Belly's always good.
Under Armour, good choice. Keep everything intact. And...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good choice of undies there. Okie dokie.
Okay, I had it out of order. Damon, what do you got?
I have two. One, it was one of my blue collar choices. Oh, I doubt it's really. Yeah. It's the daddy at his workbench.
Mm-hmm.
With his hammer. And then there's a hammer in his hand.
And someone's going to get nailed.
Yes.
It was begging to be said.
Yes.
And he's wearing a Dickie shirt.
Yeah. And not much else.
I could tell. Well, he might have pants around his ankles or something, but
he might. I don't know. He's got really nice thighs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are beefy thighs.
Beefy thighs, nice cock.
Tattoo, not a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. Nice
great looking beard, dark hair.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yes, Daddy Bear Builder.
Workbench.
Fucker.
And you know, as I've seen in Maximum Density's video, Heavy Fantasies, workbenches are good fucking platforms.
Yes.
They stand up to a lot of
pounding.
Pounding, yeah. They can take a pounding, yes. And then my other one, which was one of the first ones I found, it's a firefighter.
Two of them.
And they're taking a break.
Mm-hmm.
I feel sorry for the fire.
To the rescue?
Yeah. I feel sorry for the poor house that might be burning right now because this is hot.
They may have just finished and found a secluded shortage. We're going to check the house again. So they go, check the building again. So they go to the top just to make sure everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And one firefighter helps the other one out.
Yeah.
Well, it does say fire training is the title in the captioning. So I'm more inclined to believe that, as I know happens weekly with most volunteer fire departments, they actually do drills.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure. I have to speak to friends of mine who work in fire departments. I don't know of this type of a drill. I'd be willing to volunteer for just the drill part.
Do you need help?
Drill isn't that another picture set?
But this is a fire drill.
Yeah.
No,
this
is the building.
They haven't quite gotten to the drill part though.
No, not
well,
quite.
I think what he's doing is he's inspecting the hose to make sure that it's properly cleared out.
Yes, there we go.
Good.
And waterproof.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Anyway, I like it because the guy getting sucked ultimately is in full gear,
mm-hmm.
has the mask on and everything, and yeah,
just had cock out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hope you people are following along while you're listening to this show. So hope you got those are open and have. Clicking the links as we show them.
And I hope you got a really great titillation for this one, because who chose this one? Gary, did you make this one? Or who this one? Because kudos.
Which one?
The choices. The blue collar, the white collar, and the other.
The this, that, or other theming? Yeah.
This
every
is
once
a good
in a
one.
While, I come, no pun intended, I come across... an idea, and in this case I was like, oh, this will probably really work, but other times, trust me, I'm like, I got nothing. Like, so yeah. If anybody out there who listens and or watches our video podcast shows wants to give us suggestions, by all means, we would be willing to discuss and come up with some stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially on Tumblr concepts.
The this, that, and others.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Gabriel.
Yeah. Dave.
Yeah. I was not able to separate the two pictures out, so... but my first one is an entertainer, obviously a bass player in a band, mm-hmm. who apparently loves his bass, and I'm all about the bass.
No trouble.
But he's cute. He's got his shirt off. He's unashamed. He's got belly. He's got chest.
And it looks like his pants are down just a little bit in the back.
Just a little bit. And his pockets are out for some reason.
Yeah.
Probably he's not wearing anything underneath and he just grabbed those off the floor and popped them on.
Yeah.
I wonder what he and the rest of the band were doing before the show.
Right. The way he's wiping his head, I'm thinking that he's probably sweaty.
Yeah. He has the lights and he looks like he's singing.
Mm-hmm. So... Rock. And he's young, and I thought he was super cute.
Yes,
he is adorable.
He is cute.
Yeah,
adorable. Nice tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is going to be really fun. Oh.
Oh, I love
this.
Last but not least, a classic.
The last one was a short order cook who I just could not pass this up.
No.
I was like, classy photo.
This is,
and you know, wouldn't want to cook bacon, but apparently burgers are okay.
Son of a motherfucker! This was part of an ad.
Correct. It was part of the Gain detergent ad campaign, where people are naked in their work environments.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it is right now, and I apologize, but I have the original of the ad, and I have it without the ad, like the overlay of the detergent and the wording and stuff. Uh-huh. Because for those of you that don't know, my dream is to have a diner one day. And when I saw this picture, I was like, okay, I got to recreate this.
You have a diner after hours, you invite some friends over. And recreate this picture.
So you've got a dishwasher, you've got a cook.
Yeah.
You see the guy with the dishes behind him.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And if you zoom it, you can see how sweaty he is, which again is a plus. Love the sweat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will take a long order from that short order cook. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Long order.
Mm-hmm. And those are my choices.
Honorable mention. Thank you for mentioning that one.
As they said.
Oof-ta.
Well, guess what, folks? That's it. Again, you can see all of these pictures by going to our website, cubsoutloud.com, clicking on the links provided. These are one of my most annoying episodes to post because it takes forever to post to create the links. But hey, I think it's well worth it, especially after seeing all the visuals.
So. Good God.
Yep.
So if you have a this, that, or other, please shoot us an email. It comes out loud at gmail.com. You can find all the pictures for this show, as well as every other show we posted at cubsoutloud.com. Join us on Facebook, facebook.com/cubsoutloud. Also, the COL Entourage available on Facebook. Again, that's a place where you can talk about anything you wish to there, as well as we, you know, remind people about the show there as well. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/cubsoutloud, Google+ at google.com/+cubsoutloud. Also join the COL Entourage on Google+. Also, bearunderground.net. Join the Bear Underground group, the Cubs Out Loud Entourage. Also, go over to iTunes. Leave us a review. We'd appreciate that very much. Also, go into Stitcher Radio and give us a thumbs up. You can find me anywhere on the internet as Box Tech, Box Puppy, Box Cub, Box something or other.
I am Theater Cub 79 on Bear Phone 1, Bear Underground, Tumblr, and HeftyNet.
And I can be found pretty much as GearBear 73 most places on the net, including Bear Underground, Bear 411, Growler, Tumblr, you know, all that stuff.
I am Fuzzbutt07 on Tumblr and a couple other places as well.
I am Gabe's Weekly Dose, D-O-Z-E, on that Tumblr thing. And MR Majors, Mr. Majors on Google Plus.
And with that, say goodnight, everybody.
Who's your bear?
Goodnight, everybody.
That's right. I am your bear.
Nice.
Good night.
Have a good one, y'all. So, okay, I gotta wonder if the listeners think that after these Tumblr shows, we all log off and we just fap immediately.
Okay, logging off now.
Bye-bye. Fap, 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 fap.
Fap, 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 fap.
Hey, heck, we could probably be fapping right during the ending music, too.
Y'all wait that long?
I've been thinking of fapping through this entire show.
What, you haven't?
Silent fappers.
It's a mute button. It's a mute button.
There you go.
There's a reason for that.
Oh, good my deal.